Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head.
Education Week 2017 kicked off on May 7 under the theme Navigating the Education Landscape, Transforming, Engaging, Collaborating, Facilitating and Leading. Activities included a church service on May 7 and Read Across Jamaica on May 9. Arguably, the most celebrated day of the week happened on May 10, when parents bought gifts, the younger children made presents, and teachers donned their finest on Teachers' Day. But few people really understand what it takes to be a teacher. The detailed lesson plans, the sleepless nights marking papers or pining over a topic students didn't quite grasp, and finding the balance between administrative duties and the daily delivery of lessons. Some teachers, like Michelle Calder-Dennis, says the fuel to continue the tireless work of pedagogy comes from the knowledge of the impact they will have on young minds, the same kind of impact their teachers had on them.
When I was in grade 2, I wanted to be a teacher. I don't know if it is that I had admired my grade 2 teacher so much, or I just loved the teaching and learning situation that was happening then in my era. Children, it's great, I guess. I fall in love with my children, and I just want to mold the young minds that are given to me.
She particularly looks forward to Teacher's Day, when a little reciprocity comes round.
You're showered with gifts. You always have maybe a luncheon, but it's always good, and my children, it is even kisses. They're kissing me up and letting me know how much they love me and how much they appreciate me. I enjoy Teacher's Day.
Principal of Horizon Park Primary School, Lloyd Bennett, says his professional path was paved by his early school experience.
I could not have made any other choice. I have always loved it. In fact, there was one teacher that taught me in grade 4 in my primary school. And I think even though she was rough, but she impacted me so much. And then when I was in grade 5, there was a student teacher. To date, I still remember her, Miss Graham. How they presented lessons and so forth, it just makes you want to be a teacher. I would take like pieces of chalk from school in the days, and when I get home, my brother who was then in fourth form, I would have taken his books and I would have read them. We had this big zinc fence, and the zinc fence should have been my chalkboard, and the step would have been the students, right?
Grade 1 teacher of Jesse Rapol Primary, Carisha Elliott, echoes similar sentiments.
When I was a child, I always admired my grade 3 teacher. She was very smart and very kind, and I thought that teaching was a great thing. But what really motivated me further is when I left high school, I went back to my community and I was helping voluntarily at my primary school. And while being there, I was with the grade 1 teacher at that time. And the love and the care and the passion that I saw her, I felt that this was something that I also could do.
A teacher once said, if you can survive the first year of teaching and love it, then the rest will become more manageable. Educators such as Jesse Rapol's Vice Principal Owen Henry and senior teacher Janice Cunningham say they stay because of the gratification that comes with molding young minds.
I think I fell in love with the students and I also fell in love with teaching. I love to teach. It's what resonates me. I really love when I see students learn and when I can contribute to their improvement academically and in any other way.
I have been teaching since 1976. I left school and went straight into youth service. I did in-service training, then I came into the primary system, and I've been teaching since then. I stayed because I fell in love with children. Initially, I had no thought of being in the classroom, but after doing a stint at Webster Memorial Infant School, I fell in love with children, and from then, I have never left.
Senior teacher at Jesse Rapol Primary, Janice Cunningham, and before her, Vice Principal Owen Henry. To every teacher who needs an extra measure of inspiration, be encouraged that you are sowing into lives that matter, lives that will pave the tomorrow to come. Happy Education Week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.